I can't. I'm not.
Okay, here we go. Welcome.
Welcome.
Say the next word.
Two.
The.
Solid.
Gold.
Show.
Oh, we're
good. Happy.
And
scared
because
Rachel
wore
nothing.
Happy and scared.
Excellent. Oh. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
You're welcome. I'm Rachel, and I'm drinking High Noon vodka and soda, mango. I've already killed one that is passion fruit.
I'm Jonah. I'm drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon Tall Boy and tequila because I left it out here in the garage.
I'm Diego. I don't have a drink.
What?
I'm drinking my spit over here.
What? Spit in my mouth.
I'm gulping air over here.
Today okay, on the show, do the 15 things? We figure out. No, man, we got to shout out fucking Kolkata again.
wait, what's the name of that place?
Solid Gold.
It's called Solid Gold, dude.
It's the number one premier restaurant in Kolkata, India.
Solid Gold, Bapidar Momo.
Momo, yeah.
Yeah!
In Kolkata. Shout out to you guys. Thanks for
being for listening to the show. If you bring us up, you get 10% off your bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We've made that arrangement.
And if you bring up Solid Gulp Restaurant to us, you'll get 10% off this podcast.
Yeah. Yep. Forever.
Forever and ever.
Are we charging for this?
Yeah, are you not getting a piece of that commish?
I mean, no. Rachel, we said we wouldn't tell him.
You guys.
We can't dicks. We can't take advantage of the Brazilian, man.
Yeah, for real.
If anything, the Brazilian's going to be the swindler. I don't know why.
Is that a Brazilian trait?
They're known as scumbags.
Those Brazilians keep swindling.
Listen, Brazilians are late all the time, okay? We're not swindlers.
Okay. Well, you'd
have to be there on time to swindle.
Yeah. By the time we get anywhere, everybody's
gone. I was going to make this crazy deal with this Brazilian, but they never showed. So I guess I'm not getting scammed tonight.
We're the worst at scamming for that reason.
I think that plays into your whole bad at estimating times and
oh yeah.
I'm sure it's slightly cultural.
Yeah,
probably not.
Like, you're like, I'll be there in 15 minutes. And it's like,
yeah, like, time doesn't matter.
Yeah. In your mind, you know that could be anywhere from like 15 minutes to 2 hours and you'll be fine. Like, eh.
Right.
So, do you give more of like a window, like a plumber? Like, I'll be there anytime between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. And if you arrive, you know, somewhere in there, you're on time.
That's a good idea. Right.
That's what I should do.
Yeah.
Give him a window. Yeah.
Okay. Well, are we ready for the article?
Yeah. You're really jazzed about this article. And so am I.
No, you know what I mean? But I just want to get through something before it's 11:30 p.m.
Good point.
And I have lost.
It's 11:29, so you better get going.
Okay. So here is 15 reasons to never date or marry single mothers.
Oh, shit. So they're just, they're fucked. Like, once you're a single mom, like, you're done.
That's what this article is concluding, really.
Yeah, you have to give away your children.
Who's the author?
The author is...
A single mom.
Me. okay, well, I don't fully understand this, but it says by News Agency of Nigeria.
Did you receive this as a... Was this an email you got from a Nigerian prince?
Yeah, of course. I had to pay a lot of money for it, but I got it for the show.
Date single mothers.
No, but
it is
here's the thing. This article is not just one. Like, if you Google why not to date single moms or whatever, I mean, it's like
there's a shitload. Really?
Okay, so number one, and some of these I'm fine with. I agree with. I think it's fine.
Okay.
Obviously, whatever. Never available. A single's mother schedule is never open. Single mothers are the kind of women to always cancel date at the last minute, fuckers. Something always gets in the way of a man spending time with her. It's hard to have a relationship with her because she's never there.
Hmm.
So
I might be a single mother. I don't know.
Just based on this one description. Obviously, there's some validity. Okay, I'm not arguing that. You know, no. Sure. But yeah, no, go ahead.
That was never mind.
No. I'm reading and giving an opportunity for thoughts.
Oh, this meeting has come to order. The floor is open.
Presentation mode. Okay, we'll go to
the next one. Number two.
You are not a priority. Usually in a relationship, the man winds up dead last in all caps. Behind her kids, her job, the car, the kitchen sink, the stopped up toilet.
Does it say that?
Yes, I'm reading it verbatim. Even the dog gets more attention and affection than a man involved with a single mother. Jeez. Any man who gets involved with a single mother winds up as a fifth stringer in a relationship, and he rarely ever gets called up to play.
This was written by a very angry snowflake man, incel.
Yes, and there are apparently a lot of them who like to write these
Holy
things.
Shit. That's only two.
That's only two.
Of course, they probably came up with like 5,000 reasons not to, and they're like, bro, we gotta limit this to
right, like
sub 30. Come 13, on.
That's the magic number.
15 is. So she thinks the world revolves around her. This is number three, and only her in all caps. A single mother is one of the biggest narcissists on the dating scene. She often thinks that a man has to drop everything in his life to be a part of hers and her kids. They're so selfish. They don't think a man has needs, wants, a life of his own. He's just supposed to be there to give her everything she wants in life.
It's just like the person I'm imagining writing this is someone who tried to date a single mom and like really liked her, but like she had a life and he didn't.
For sure. Yeah.
Then he got really mad about it and like wrote this list.
But I'm telling you, there's like so many of these that are written by different people. Like it's actually absurd.
It's just the same guy writing the same article.
Yeah.
Probably they're buying.
He's totally gay now. Like,
oh, apparently. I mean, because there's not an article about why not to date single dads that he wrote. So he hasn't discovered that.
He probably is a single dad.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe. You could be uncovered.
I hope so. There. I hope so. Because then maybe he could, like, see the error of his logic.
No, not this guy. Not this guy.
This guy sounds pretty narcissistic itself.
Well, you know, you just by so like I must be a narcissist. Just becoming a single mother, you automatically become
a narcissist. You're a narcissist now.
It's good
having,
to know.
Having responsibilities makes you a narcissist.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so number four is emotionally unavailable. They cannot form an intimate connection with a man because her feelings are invested in other people. Usually her primary focus is on her children. Oh, wow. God. In addition to dedicating herself to her children, most singles mother have given their hearts to someone else, their children's father. What? And those feelings she still has for him will always prevent her from getting closer to you.
That sounds like a very Christian perspective, like a very conservative.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, right. Also, doesn't that apply to anyone who has been married?
You would think, but not according to this man. This is very, very specific. I don't have that. I don't have that.
I know, but why, like, if you get married and have kids with someone and then divorce them, why is that different than just getting married to someone and divorcing them before you have kids?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Tell me about that.
Why, if you have kids with them, is your heart still with that person?
Well, this is good questions. I mean, I can send you the link and you can comment with your
question. Is this a recent publication?
Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
It's probably been published since like the 90s.
Yeah.
Like over and over again.
Unchanged. Completely unchanged.
I'm not seeing a date. Let me scroll to the
bottom. That was actually written by Moses in the year 5022.
Okay, so some of these are a little repetitive. The ex-daddy is always there. That's number five. Oh wait, here's a comment.
Yeah, that. if you're like a decent fucking human being, of course
This is a comment on that. This guy is always hovering around like a helicopter, looking to cock block you. FYI, hovering around. Okay, let's see. The kids are working against you.
You really get a picture of what this guy, like Diego said, this is a guy went through a very legitimate experience and he's just writing completely from his perspective.
Yeah.
This is very specific.
Yeah. Are you sure this isn't a biography, like an autobiography?
Yeah, no, because there's so many of them. It's horrifying.
Oh, also, I also feel like this guy got dumped or whatever, like the things that he's complaining about actually is just because he's a regrettable human being and like the person didn't like him. But he's like, it's because she's a single mom. It's because
I'm perfect. I'm so great. She fucked up by having fucking kids before she met me.
Actually, it's just because he's a child himself.
Yeah.
This number six is pretty interesting. The kids are working against you. So the comment here is kids who still in their little heart of hearts think that dad will come back and love them. Seriously. In all caps, get the hell out of there. And then he goes on to talk about in number seven, those kids will all caps, hate you.
Jesus Christ.
Then number eight is entitled attitudes. Single mothers think because she had a baby out of
What's up?
Data. What is she drinking? At least she has a drink. She should take your place, Diego. Drink.
Oh, did you guys go to Cane's again?
She Raisin did. Cane's.
Nothing open.
What?
Oh, you just reused the cups?
No, she went to Cane's because nothing else is open.
Oh, nothing else is open.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, ask her if she would date a single mom.
Hey, Dana, would you date a single mom? She said yes.
Oh,
nice.
I need Dana to write an article. An article combating this. Why yeah, I, as a great married woman, would date a single mother.
But I feel like Dana probably has a different perspective on things than this guy who wrote this article.
I would hope so.
I don't know if she has the same worldview.
Okay, let's see. Different. Some of these are getting pretty good, I will say.
Oh.
So this is that she has an entitled attitude. So she thinks
you already said she was narcissistic.
Right. But this kind of goes a little bit more into it. So because she had a baby out of wedlock, which that's not necessarily what makes somebody a single mom, but
yeah, what?
We're just assuming here. Okay.
He's really narrowing down who he's talking about. She believes the world owes her everything. And she thinks she's the one who deserves the best. Even though she's usually collecting welfare, food stamps, child. In her eyes, she's still supposed to be treated like she's a queen because she popped a kid out of her vagina.
Oh my God. I'm pretty sure the original working title for this is was Why No One Should Date Patricia. That bitch.
Yeah. What's that from Parks and Rec where that the guy who worked at the health department, he put up all those signs like about Jan or something?
Oh yeah.
Like Jan has chlamydia and like, very specific. Okay, let's see. Number 9 is distorted self-image. Oh, this is a good one. This is one of my favorites. Single mothers still thinks she's as sexy like she was before she had the baby. Only she doesn't understand how her body has changed the one who had the baby. In some cases, for the worse, single mothers are the type to try to squeeze themselves into sexy outfits like low-rise jeans, crop t-shirts to show off their belly button, not seeing the muffin top and stretch marks squeezing out over their pants.
That's just hot. Like, that's hot.
So much hate.
So, and because a few thirsty simps stepped to her, she thinks she's still got it. But the only people who wants what she has to offer are scavengers at the bottom of the social scene.
I mean, I feel like he's kind of like shooting himself in the foot here because he was that person.
You were a
scavenger. Yeah.
He's deriding the person he was just dating.
Oh my
God. And also deriding the people who try to date that person he was just dating.
Yeah.
Oof, man, that was a big one.
That was quite a statement.
It was a ride. There.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of
you're on his side, aren't you?
I'm kind of impressed with his writing. I mean,
it's very articulate.
He's very articulate.
Yeah, for sure.
So is Hitler.
For sure.
I'm enjoying listening to this.
The okay, so number 10 are always the victim. Single mothers never take responsibility for their actions. The situation they're in is always the fault of that no good man, those damn kids, their mother, or someone else.
again, I'm probably a single mom. Yeah, this resonates.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got another line. They're still looking for some rich, incredibly handsome man to put a cape on and play Captain Save-A-Ho.
Wow.
Sir Captain Save-A-Ho. I knight thee.
Oh, and here's the Jekyll and Hyde personality. This is number 11. A single mother will be the sweetest thing when a man first dates her. But a few months into a relationship turns into a all caps nut job.
Oh, that's just women in general.
I think that's just humans in general.
Or humans. Human. Yeah, 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 that's yeah. That's what how, I, that's what I meant.
The trajectory of relationships.
Let's see. Let's see if there's anyone else. Oh, here we go. Once a single mother gets a man settled into her life, it's not uncommon for her to start verbally abusing him and mocking him as she projects all that pent-up rage from those previous failed relationships onto him. And it's usually around this point that most men realize why this woman is single.
Well,
and why it's time for him to hit the exit door. Well, he brings up Captain Sabaho again.
She's a popular character.
She is.
I heard they're he's making a graphic novel about Captain Sabaho.
He is Captain Sabaho.
Oh, he's Captain Sabaho. But wait,
that's who she wants him to be.
So is Captain Sabaho a bad guy?
No, he's the hero to the single
the misunderstood anti-hero.
Yeah, he can't do shit. The single moms can't do shit for themselves. So they need Captain Sabaho to come in and rescue them and like rescue their financial issues and take them off of welfare.
Right, yeah, because they're all welfare queens.
They're all welfare narcissists. Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been on welfare, Rachel?
Well, 0 days.
Really? Oh, I wonder how that works. Interesting. You must not be a single mom.
I must not need Captain Sabaho. He's called elsewhere currently.
You should call Josh that from now on.
Yeah, I will. I will.
I can definitely be a hoe, so I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, part. The last episode you updated everyone about your slut phase. So
for sure, that is the one true portion of that, but.
Everything else is bullshit.
Ain't nobody saving this hoe.
maybe that's what he's reacting to is like maybe the woman was just it wasn't narcissism, it was confidence, and he was fucking freaked out by that. He's like, because he definitely sounds conservative, so he wants like this weak, you know, dominated, subservient woman to master, and she's like not having any of it. She's like, no, I'm a responsible fucking woman. I have a child. I have shit to do. If you want to be part of this, great. But if not, cool. And so he's like, oh my god, this woman's so narcissistic. No, she's just responsible and fucking
taking care of her shit.
Confident, yeah. Anyway,
but he's very confused because it's a very flip-flop thing. On the one end, he's like, take care of your shit. On the other end, he's like, you're narcissistic because you don't give me any time. Very, so I'm assuming maybe he's dated more than one single mom.
He keeps trying.
He keeps, because they wear those, wait, let me see, what did he say they wear?
Those low cut jeans,
those low rise jeans and crop t-shirts that show the belly button. Oh, they also
love that muffin top.
They stuff themselves into slinky spandex dresses, not aware of that gut and cellulite on their asses, and head out to the club. Yeah, because they're really going to the club a lot with all their kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the single mom is going to the club. Jeez,
do girls even go to clubs?
Well, girls sure. Do. Women, I don't know. Ladies.
I think women typically like to go to like gay clubs because they can have a fun time there.
That's what Rhiannon would do in college, but I mean she's a lesbian.
That checks out.
I liked her.
At the time I just thought she liked gay clubs.
You just thought she what?
And you're like, at the time I just thought she felt safer there. Turns out she's gay.
Yeah.
I liked her. I was a fan.
I liked her too.
You did not like you, turns out.
It turns out. That's okay.
I was
the one I'd like to like take a little bit of credit that I was the one that convinced her, like, yeah, I guess I'm really not into guys.
Big moment.
You were the last straw.
You sent her over the edge.
Like, this does it.
This guy with his sheets that he hasn't washed in.
Hey, I mean, yeah. No, but
you
hey.
Literally asked me, like, and I said, you said she had, like, come over to your room, and I was like, oh, did you wash your sheets? And you were like, you're supposed to wash your sheets? And I think I, like, threw up in my mouth. Because this was, like, by what, year four of college?
Senior year. Wait a second. Let's clear something up. Do we really have to wash our sheets?
Do you need a shower?
It is now year.
Oh, I do need a shower.
It's now year 16 of life.
Wondering my sheets. Why his sheets have been changing colors.
I'm pretty sure they used to be black. Now they're yellow.
It's impressive.
Okay, I only have a few more. Okay, in most cases, she's dating to make her baby daddy jealous. All right, that's annoying.
I'm sure that happens. That definitely happens.
I'm not saying any of these things never happen. Sure, they all might happen.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Dishonest. A single mother is like,
I have done all of these things.
Maybe. A single mother is a liar. It's how she gets what she wants. It's how she manipulates people.
That's how anyone
her kids. And they lie all the time. They lie to men about their age, their height, their weight. What are you lying about your height? Like, no, guys. I'm 5'7". I'm 5'6".
I measured you, and you're definitely not that tall.
How many kids they have, the job. On top of the lies they tell to others, they lie to
Wait, them. Who they lies lie. About how many kids they have?
Yeah, and how I don't do you... know. They lie about it. They're fucking liars. They lie.
That's an impressive lie to pull off.
Well, it is.
I mean, like,
it
holy is. Shit.
You don't see this extra kid. You don't see these muffin tops. You don't see any of this.
You don't. They lie about how beautiful they are. They lie telling themselves they're still a catch.
These dude.
What?
Is this guy blind or just
This guy's definitely horrible. Blind.
The horrible truth is, without those lies, most of those single moms would realize how pathetic their lives are. How they have no options in the dating scene. Oh, wait a minute. That they're at the bottom of the barrel in the dating scene, and only men who want them are pathetic manginas and thirsty simps.
Again. Talking thirsty about himself.
Yep.
And then the last one is just they carry baggage, and more baggage.
I think the only person that can define what a mangina as a describing word, what do you call those?
Adjective.
Definitely.
Thank you. Yeah, like if you're using the term mangina to describe another human being, like that's probably what you are. Because I don't know, like, what is a mangina?
What does that mean?
Just like, is he just calling them a pussy?
I guess. That's...
Okay.
Just say pussy.
Don't say mangina, because a mangina is when you stuff your penis and balls back between your legs and squeeze so it looks like you don't have a dick and balls. That's a mangina.
I can see that.
This is from Dictionary.com.
Okay.
Mangina is a derogatory term for any man perceived as effeminate, especially used online to put down men who identify as feminists. Wait.
I mean, I've dabbled.
Donna's a mangina.
I've dabbled in feminism.
Why can't you just accept?
Why is being a feminist?
Well,
like a sign of weakness. Is that what they're saying?
Right.
Yeah, because you know these dudes. You know these
yeah,
dudes.
They're self-absorbed.
They've got big old souped
bro.
Up trucks.
Yeah.
or like
vroom vroom.
Cherokees or something.
Or motorcycles. Like fuck those guys.
Oh my god. Crotch rocket.
Beards. They probably have beards.
They definitely have beer. Cigarettes
too.
They smoke cigarettes. They drink PBR.
Oh God.
So
you guys,
the last part of this that I just want to say is, he says, "Brothers, don't let
brothers,
brother.
You ain't my brother, brother."
I feel like it's a Mormon thing now.
Yeah.
Brothers, don't let yourself get sized up for the white jacket and the bow tie! Exclamation mark. That's the end.
Oh, like marriage?
Marriage?
I think so.
In what? What decade did people get married in a white jacket?
Like a white jacket and bow tie. Yeah, like, is this?
Is this guy like? Is he 60? What is going on here?
I don't think he's ever been married. I don't think he's ever been close. And somehow in his fantasy world, he's wearing a white jacket and a bow tie.
Yeah, it sounds like he's never even seen a wedding.
I don't think he has friends.
This guy definitely lives in his
That's what he thinks. That's what he thinks men call each other.
Brothers?
He's never talked to another man either.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man, Jonas.
What up, my man, Ginas?
Don't you get suited up for that bow tie? Well, why don't you get sized up for a bow tie? I think it's like something.
What size bow tie do you wear?
When you get it on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going in for a bow tie fitting next week.
Probably the same people who lie about their height.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, like what do you like, which way is a girl lying about that? Like, she's taller, shorter, like, what am I supposed to be lying? Like, what am I supposed to be saying? I'm 5'2" and I'm
really, I mean, it depends on what you're into, you know, or what your
prospective man is into. Yeah.
What your brother's into. Wait, maybe he wrote this for his actual brothers.
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah.
About his actual sister.
Or that's also likely.
Or like his mother. Oh God, I bet it's about his mother.
Wait, what? His brother is dating his mom?
Yeah.
What did you say?
He's like, listen, brothers.
Listen. Mom. I just said he has
mom is a bitch.
I'm just saying he has mommy issues, and I'm sure that he probably had a
definitely. Mom.
Well, that gives a whole new light to all the things about the baby daddy on there, because that was his actual daddy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh,
for sure.
He never had a relationship. He never had a father figure.
But he never let it go. He just always thought, "Daddy will come back and love me." Like he says in his article, that's what the children are always thinking. A single mom means the dad is gone.
So well, now actually, and all the times he's talking about the single mom's kids, that was himself.
It was.
Shit.
Oh my gosh. This is.
Now I just feel bad for the guy.
This is twisted now.
Nope.
Yep. I think I'm on his side.
No, because the people that have these mommy issues then go to try to date their mom.
Mm.
And then they
murder her.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, maybe he did. Maybe that's the conclusion.
This guy is like,
like we've actually read an article by a serial killer.
In summation, you should probably kill her.
Brothers,
the easiest brothers. Way.
Brothers, their misery. Go ahead,
brothers.
Brothers,
let us kill her.
On my net, and then there's like a link at the bottom to like his other works, and it's like how to murder. Mother in a way that. Nobody will ever know.
How to murder Jessica.
How to murder a woman so that the meninginas won't ever know.
This is the next bit. This is like name meanings. Rachel is a girl who surpasses all girls. She is beautiful, smart, and caring. She can also be loyal, kind, and trustworthy. She will always listen no matter what is going on in her own life. She gives great advice. She is a sensitive person. Above all else, her personality is incomparable to any other. Rachel is amazing.
Wait,
Are you getting this from Rachel's like Insta bio?
Is this my bio? If it's not, it should be. I should definitely write that down.
Who wrote this?
Also, another meaning for Rachel is a person who says they will kill someone, but they are scared to ask for another ketchup packet.
Wait, what? What that means. What?
Like, oh, I know what they're talking about. Who are always like, God, I fucking kill her. And then, like, they don't actually.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I am not afraid to ask for another ketchup packet. By God.
How did you understand that?
DA, because she's Rachel.
She identifies with that.
Diego. Diego can be very shy at times, especially when talking to his crush.
Wait, where are you taking this from?
But if you take the time to talk to him, you'll see how charming he is. He's one of the cutest guys you'll meet in your life. He always has a jacket on, never takes it off, but it makes him unique in a way. If you ever get the chance to date a Diego, don't let him go. He'll protect you, comfort you, and always make you smile. He can be a little dirty-minded sometimes, but he always makes you laugh.
Wait, go back to the jacket part?
The jacket.
He's always got a jacket on.
I'm trying to remember the first time I met Diego. I would definitely describe him as shy.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of that was on point, except for the jacket thing.
Yeah, I don't know that I remember that about you.
And then here's the alternate meaning. Diego is your stupid fucking 4-year-old cousin down the street who won't shut the fuck up about dinosaurs.
I kind of would prefer to know that, Diego.
I feel like both of these people are the same person, but at different times. Yeah.
And then Jonah, a very loving guy. You will never meet anyone else like him. He will always pick you up when you're down. A very funny guy, always doing weird things. He always says some random shit, also has very good dance moves. He is very trustworthy, very lovable and sweet. A great guy to talk to about anything that's on your mind. Any girl that gets him is very lucky. Never let go of a guy like him. Keep him with you at all times. Yeah. Accurate. Box? What?
Accurate.
Keep him with you at all times. I mean, that sounds like a pocket.
Yeah.
A pocket,
Jonah. The alternate... Jonah normally breaks the table.
I thought you were going to say wrote this article and it was a link to the one that Rachel just read.
No, these are all from Urban Dictionary.
Oh, I feel like
all those were pretty close.
Yep. Well, it's cheers time, everybody. Oh, and listen to Two Bitches and the Voice of Reason. They're okay.
They talk to their friend Ballard.
Yeah, listen to their Thirsty Thursday episodes. Yeah, that's where it gets steamy. some sexual advice. And
oh, everybody needs some sexual advice. We got ours today from Ezra.
Yeah, they definitely need to feature Ezra next time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What I learned really was to have sex on acid.
That's about it.
To what?
To not pull dude's hair.
Don't pull his hair.
Oh, Jonah.
Unless you're into that. What? I did burn his beard once. No.
Have you ever had
I'm not it? Really into anything like
has too... anybody ever wanted to pull it?
I've been choked a little bit. Like not choked, but just like a light smothering.
Was it a this or was it a this?
Those it was a this. Different. It was like a full hand just kind of pressing down. Yeah.
On your hair?
Huh?
on your throat or on your?
Yeah, on my mace. Throat. My throat.
Well, it's an inexperienced choker.
Well, next gotta time go. On Solid Gulp, go Rachel teaches flow. How to choke a bitch.
You've got to restrict blood flow, not airflow.
Ah! I need all the blood flow I could get. Otherwise, I won't be able to perform.
Well, not you don't need blood in your, flow head. In your head to perform.
Yeah, not that head.
In my head. Yeah, which head are we talking about?
Good point. It's fine if it's restricted there, as long as you're not getting restricted
there.
I think that is a good thing. There.
What, like choking?
No, or like a dick. Like
dick choking.
Oh, the rings.
Yeah. Oh, cock rings. Cock ring.
Heard of that?
Yes, and it's like supposed to, and then you're supposed to undo it. And not the thing.
It explodes.
No, the blood flow.
What explodes exactly?
Just the blood flow.
The blood flow. It's
like an intense sensation when the due to the restriction, and then. You release the cock ring or whatever the fuck it is.
Release the cock ring.
Release it.
We need a video of Zeus saying that. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Cheers. We got a cheers to cheers. Cock rings and
banging.
Cock rings and single moms. Let's hear it for single moms, everybody.
Moms.
Next time, eventually we need to read an article like 15 reasons that you should date a single mom.
Does that exist?
I mean, I'm sure somebody could come up with something. Josh, somebody, Captain Man Save Hose is on Captain, the job.
Captain oh, check it out. There's
Save-ho. Why would he be saving them? You know, like if he didn't see the value in them.
Yeah.
There's value. This is on eHarmony.com from this year. Why you should seriously consider dating a single mom.
Oh, good old eHarmony.
Tune in next time.
Yeah, like a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it's a cliffhanger. You got to come back.
Not that you please. Can't spell that article yourself.
If you're someone not us listening to this, like, thank you.
If you have an opinion on hair length or why.
Oh, yeah, send an email to solidgulp@gmail.com. Or call one of us because our phone number might be on the show notes and somewhere.
Or hit us up on the Reddit.
Or on Reddit. Solid Gulp.
Reddit. Oh my god, I have to pee so bad. So bad. All right,
go to pee in bed and go abs. Yay.
Go abs. So,
alright. Bye bye.
Bye.
Tune in next time.
It'll be great.
It'll be great.